Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Mem Vav, one of the last dafim in the fourth parak of Masechet Zvachim. We did not get quite to the two dots on the top of Mem Vav Amid Aleph. We're holding on the Mem Hei Amid Beis. The Mishnah had said on Mem Hei Amid Beis that although we had certain rules for pigle, that in order for something to become pigle, it needs to be something that is a nitar, that is something else that is matirit, the same is not true for nosar and tame, that things that you are not included in the category of pigle, which we had listed in a previous Mishnah, all those items that we had listed in the Mishnah, on membeis and membeis that are ein chayav malim shem pigul, the komets, the ktoris, the levonim, minchas kohanim, minchas kohanim mashiach, dam, nesachim, all those things are not included in pigul, but nevertheless they are included in nosar and tame. So the Gemara that we read yesterday discussed how we know that they are included in tuma, and now we're going to start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom of the page. So it says Gemara ashchan tuma. So good, you gave me a good raya that they are included in tuma. Nosar minalan. How do I know that it's also true of nosar, that you're chayiv in nosar even for something that doesn't have a matir, even for something that itself is not a nitar al yedei davar acher? So says the Gemara, asi chilul chilul mituma. We learn it out from tuma. Once you derive from tuma, so then we have a gzera shav chilul chilul to derive whatever we have halachas of tuma to nosar as well. Frak the Gemara, but v'leil avon avon mi pigul. Instead of learning from tuma, why don't you learn from pigul that they're excluded? There's also a gzera shav that links the parsha of Nosar and Pigul. So the Gemara says, well, if we have those two options, to either link the parsha of Nosar with the parsha of Tuma, or to link the parsha of Nosar with the parsha of Pigul, it's more mistaver to link it with the parsha of Tuma. Mistaver mituma havle lemelev shekin gezel simin. It makes sense to compare it to Tuma because there are three things that Nosar and Tuma have in common, and it's Rashi Tevis gezel, the three things that they have in common. The Gemara never explains what those things are. So Baruch Hashem, we have Rashi. So it says Rashi, Shekein Gezel Simin, Nosar Utuma Psul Haguf, Upigul Psul Machshava. Number one, the gimel is that Nosar and Tuma are Psul Haguf, Pigul is a psul machshava, meaning there's nothing actually about the guf hakarban that happened. It's just in your own brain as you're doing the avodas hakarban when it comes to pigul. But when it comes to nosar and tuma, it's something about the carbon itself that was done. So that in that sense, they're different than pigul. Also, nosar tuma ain zrikas adam v'yasin lidei psulan u'pigul zrikas adam kovato b'psul. By nosar and tuma, the zrikas adam is not what brings about the psul. By pigul, the zrikas adam is kovea the psul, meaning either it's the matir kemitzvah, so the zrikas adam, or it's where you're actually having the machshavas pigul. One way or the other, the zrikas adam is what causes the psul, but by nosar and tuma, it's leaving it over, or being metami that causes the psul. So that's the
zayin.
That's the zayin, right, the zman. And nosar
b'tah...
I'm Zrika, sorry, I meant Zrika, yeah. Nosar, and the Lamed, Nosar v'tameh nemer behen chilul. By Nosar and Tameh, it says chilul. That's interesting, that would be the Lamed, that it's chilul, because sometimes we do that. Sometimes if the word sounds, you know, it has multiple times that a word will have a certain letter, so that letter is more reminiscent of the, you know, of the word than...
It's a double letter, two Lameds.
And right, that's what I'm saying. It's a double letter there. Also, it's very often if we want to come up with a simen, we want the simen to be a word. So if it's gazach, it's not gonna work so well. So the simen makes it much easier to remember with a lamed. So anyway, that's the simen gezel. So that's why we want to learn nosar from tuma and not from pigel. Frag the Gemara Adrab, pigel avle the melef. No, I should learn nosar from pigel. Shekein nosar. Sitz tar bizman karav vahani nefishin, because there's a whole bunch of things that nosar and pigul have in common, and it's more than the three that are symbolized by gezel. If you look at Rashi, what are the many things that they have in common? The Gemara alludes to them with one word each. It's hard to understand it from the Gemara. Says Rashi, shekein hutar tzitz tar bizman karav vahani nefishin nosar pigul lo hutru michlalam kituma. Number one, nosar and pigul are not hutru michlalam. There's never any exceptions to nosar and tuma. By to nosar and and piggle. By tumah there is an exception, betzibur, tumah such betzibur. Ve'ena tzitz meratza alayu ketumah. The tzitz can solve problems of tumah. When there are problems of tumah, the tzitz will be meratza, the karban. When it comes to nosr and piggle, no such thing. Ve'afakav de betumah sagufka amina, she'ena tzitz meratza alayu. But wait a second, the tzitz, we're talking about tumah saguf over here. By tumah saguf, the tzitz is not meratza. Shem tumah miras near tzitz betzitz. But still, the idea that the tzitz is meratza for tumah, so you see that the shem tumah is covered by the tzitz, even though not the tumah that we're speaking of. Tar shnei and tar nushnei nifsalin bizman ze bizman ze benosar. I'm sorry, v'shnei nifsalin bizman.
Bizman. When it comes to
Zman. Yeah. So that's Shrein of Solomon Bizman, right?
Zeb.
Okay. Vizeb Machsheves. Right. Zeb Nosu Chosim Zeb Machsheves Man. Ushneim Psulin Bekarev LaFuke Tumas Aguf. Bekarev LaFuke Tumas Aguf. Shapsulin BeMakriv. They're both the Psul and the Karev as opposed to the Makriv, and that which is being brought as opposed to he who is bringing it. So, bottom line is, Nosar and Pigel have a lot more in common than Nosar and Tumah have in common. So, says Gemara, Ella, Miditani Levi, Ditani. So, how do I know that Nosar is not subject to the limitations of Pigel, that Noser can apply even to things that are not a mitar, that don't have a matir. El mitani levi minayin sha'af bepsul zman akas medaber tamalomer v'lo yichalulu v'shnei chilulun akas medaber echel pesul noser v'echel pesul tuma. So the pasuk itself, we have a drasha of the pasuk itself to tell me that it's talking about both the pesul noser and the pesul tuma. So we see that pesul noser and pesul tuma are both shayich to things that don't have a matir. Okay, so the Mishnah then said, Chutz min adam, hadam. The Mishnah said that it's true that you chayv mishum nosur mishum tame for all the things that are not included in pigul, except for dam. By dam, it's not included. So, frak the Gemara, minani mili. How do I know that you're not chayv on dam mishum nosur? Where do I ever find such a thing? That you're not chayv mishum nosur mishum tuma on dam? So, amarula amakra, pasuk says, va'anina sativ lachem, shalachem yehei. So, before we even go through all these drushes, very important Rashi over here. Amar Ula, just to help us understand the answer of the Gemara. Amar Ula, Amar Kra, says Rashi, Hadu Ula lav hacha itmar. Thing you need to know about what Ula is about to say is that Ula did not say anything on our question of how I know that Nosar, that Dam is included, is excluded rather, from Nosar. He says it was not actually stated over here. El gabe mi'ila. Ula's statement and Ula's three explanations that we're going to have were said in regards to mi'ila. Or not Ula's three statements, but the three explanations we're going to have were said in regards to mi'ila. El gabe mi'ila itmar. B'mesechus mi'ila diktani ein mo'alin b'damin. It says over there that you can't have, there's no mi'ila on blood. So what we're saying is, how do I know our Mishnah's din is correct? That when it comes to dam, dam is not excluded, is not included in nosar and tuma. That since dam is not in pigul, it's also not included in nosar and tuma. It's different than all the other things that are not included in pigul. So amar ula gabe mi'ila amar kralachem. Rabbi Yochanan amar who? That we're going to have three different sources for the din of Mi'ila, that there is no Mi'ila by Damim, and we're going to see that since we have three sources teaching the same din, you never have three sources teaching the same din, so it must be that one of these sources is to teach me a din of Mi'ila, one of them is to teach me a din of Tumah, and one of them is to teach me a din of Nosar. So the answer is not really an answer that directly addresses our question. We wanted to know, how do I know that Dam is excluded from the parsha of Nosar and Tumah? We're going to give three psukim about how it's not subject to Me'ila. And with those three psukim, the Gemara is going to say this, but you have to be patient for the Gemara to say it. It's going to be almost at the bottom of the Amud. So that's why Rashi fills us in right now, that we shouldn't get confused. So says the Gemara, Amar Ula, so Ula says, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Vanina Satav Lachem, Shalachem Yehei, that it's not Mi'ila, it could belong to you, talking about the Dam. Deber Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Amar Kral, Lechaper, Lekapar Nisatav Lola Mi'ila, that another Mi'ila, to tell me that Dam is given over for Kapara, not for Mi'ila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar Kral, who? Hu lifnei kapara kila achar kapara, that the dam before kapara is just like the dam li achar kapara. Ma achar kapara ein bo mi'ila, af lifnei kapara ein bo mi'ila. Just like once the kapara is already achieved, mi'ila is no longer shayich, so to lifnei kapara, there's also no mi'ila on the dam. Frak the Gemara, maybe I should have read that last one the opposite. Eim la achar kapara ki lifnei kapara, ma lifnei kapara yesh bo mi'ila, af la achar kapara yesh bo mi'ila. Maybe you should say that no, it's davar pasha that lifnei kapara, it is subject to mi'ila. And I should make the drasha that li achar kapara must also be subject to mi'ila. So he said, no, because there's a rule, eim l'cha davar shenasas mitzvaso ma'olin bo. We have a klal that you never have something that's nasas mitzvaso that's subject to mi'ila. So once you already did the kapara, the zrikas adam, which is the mechaper, which is the kapara, it can't be that it's still subject to Me'ila. Tell us that, why don't you say the opposite? Meaning, there's also a rule, or there should be, that whenever it's not yet Nasis Mitzvaso, it's always subject to Me'ila. So why are we assuming that, meaning we know that we're comparing Lifnei Kapara to Li'achar Kapara. Under normal circumstances, Lifnei Kapara, before the Zrikas Adam, Lifnei Kapara, under normal circumstances, the item would still, the carbon would still be subject to Me'ila. La'achar Kapara would not be subject to Me'ila. But we're equating Lifnei Kapara to Li'achar Kapara. Which one is the one that remains normal, and which one conforms to the other? Right? So the Gemara says, well, it's got to be Ein L'cha Davar Shenasas Mitzvaso that you're Mo'olin Bo. It has to be that La'achar Kapara, there's no Me'ila, because that's the rule. La'achar Kapara, there's never Me'ila. So the Lifnei Kapara must conform to the Li'achar Kapara in this case, because of this Hekesh Lifnei Kapara to Li'achar Kapara. It must be that there's no Me'ila. Fractosos, there's also generally a rule that Lifnei Kapara, there's always Me'ila. So why don't you make La'achar Kapara conform to Lifnei Kapara? So that's this little Tosos over here. Vim Tomar, in Dibur Maskal Ein Lecha, Vim Tomar, Adrava, Lo Nemayit Lifnei Kapara, Dein Lecha Dover Shalom Nasas Mitzvaso, Shalom Yimalu. V'yav Agav Dik Kachim Kalam, Ainim Shum Dover Kri Kachi Hashem. Yishomer Dashkan Tuva, the Kavisai says, because there is no such rule. You're never going to find a Shas, a rule, that Ein Lecha Dover Shalom Nasas Mitzvaso, Shalom Yimalu. Because there's no such rule. There are actually examples. Dein Mol and Ashas Mitzvasa, Chubas Adeshan, Eglarufa, and we're going to have the examples in the Gemara. There are certain things that prior to the Avoda, prior to the Kapara, there is no Me'ila. So there is no rule that before Kapara there can't be Me'ila, that there must be Me'ila. There's no such rule. There's a rule that Li'achar Kapara there can't be Me'ila. And we're going to question that rule as well. But that's the rule that we're working with. Now there is a Machlokas in the Achronim. If when we say that Dam is excluded from Me'ila, does that mean that it's still Asr Bahana, it's just not subject to the Me'ila, to the Karbon Me'ila? Or do we say that Dam is excluded even from an Isra Hana, that it becomes totally Mutter Bahana, the Dam of the Karbon? The Tzlach and the Sechus Brachus holds that the Dam still has an Isra Hana, we're only excluding it from Me'ila itself, and others disagree. The Shagasari in the Sefer Gvura Sari, Shagasari wrote various Farm and Shas, Turi Evan, and Gvura Sari. So in Sefer Gvura Sari, Shagasari writes that he thinks that that Dam Kachim is totally Mutar Ba'ana, that once we're excluding it from Mi'ila, it's Mutar Ba'ana. So I saw in the Birei Adaf, in the footnote over here, he quotes that it could be that it depends on which drasha you accept. We have three drashas over here to exclude Dam from Me'ila. And the Gemara is going to say, well, only one of them is really about Me'ila, the other two are about Nos and Tum. But which drasha is the real one about Me'ila? He says, it depends. According to the drasha of Ula, Va'anina Satav Lachem, Shelachem Yehei, that we dash that it should be yours. And according to the drasha of Dibei Rabbi Shmuel, that Lechaper, Lechapar Nesatav Lol Davar Acher, so it could be that it's only excluded from Me'ila, but the Dam would still remain Asr Bahana, that Lechapar Nesatav, Lol Davar Acher. But that doesn't mean that it's mutar bahana. It just means that we're only excluding it from Me'ila. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that who Hu lifnei kapara ke la'achar kapara. Well, if we're making that equation that the dam has to be, it's not just a miut in the din. It's telling us that the dam lifnei kapara has to be the same exact thing as the dam li'achar kapara. Well, li'achar kapara is mutar ba'ana. So if li'achar kapara is mutar ba'ana, then lifnei kapara is going to be mutar ba'ana as well. So it will really depend on the drasha. Is the drasha stam a miut? And the miut, you'll say, will only be mimayit one din, the din of mi'ila, not the din of isra na? Or is the drasha telling me a whole definition of how to view the dam, a whole different outlook on the dam? If it's telling me a whole different outlook on the dam, that it's lifnei kapara is kli'achar kapara, then that's going to be much different. That will tell us that it won't even be subject to the isra na. There is a Gemara in Maseches Me'ila, in Maseches Me'ila on Daf Yud-Beis and Beis, where it says that a makis dam lebehemas kachim also bahana o'molin, that if you makis dam, you do a kazas dam. So it used to be very common for health purposes, people would do bloodletting. So we don't do that so much anymore. The Rambam already writes that bloodletting used to be the way Chazal recommended bloodletting and how frequently to do it. He says would probably be dangerous nowadays. You shouldn't do that much bloodletting. The Rambam says you should do it in much more moderation, and he suggests a much less frequent schedule of bloodletting. We totally don't do it. We don't do bloodletting at all. Although when I gave shiur recently about donating blood, Michael Oppenheim, one of the doctors who comes to the shir, said that there has been research that donating blood is healthy for a person, that donating blood regularly is healthy for a person. And theories abound why that's so. It could be that we have excess iron in our blood, and by donating blood once in a while, maybe related to the fact that women post-menopause have an increased rate of breast cancer maybe, or cancer in general, because they don't expel as much excess iron, and that causes them problems. That's the theory. So when you donate blood, you're getting rid of the excess iron in your blood. Whatever the svara is, Hakazas Dam used to be healthy, and who knows, maybe still, maybe we just don't understand it, or maybe we're just beginning to understand it, has some health benefits. So anyway, they didn't only do Hakazas Dam on people. The veterinarian would also be Mekiz Dam. They'd be Mekiz Dam for the behemoths as well. They'd want to have healthy behemoths. So if they're Mekiz Dam for behemas kachim, it's asur bana umoalin. Right? The Gemara says that dam is asur bana and it's subject to me'ila. Now, we just have three psukim to darshan from that tells us that there's no me'ila by dam kachim. So why is it that when you make his dam, there is me'ila? So that's the kasha that all the Rishonim ask. So the Rishonim answer, some of the Rishonim answer, Tosfos and others answer that over here we're only being Mimai Dam La'achar Shechita, because once you do a Shechita, that Dam is Roy L'Kapara. That Dam can be a Mechaper. But Dam that comes out of the Behema while it's still alive is not Roy L'Kapara, and therefore it is subject to Mi'ila. That prior to being Roy L'Kapara, because that's what we're dashing, L'Kapara Nisativ, V'lo L'Mi'ila. I'm giving it to you for Kapara, so only that Dam that's given over for Kapara is going to be included in this heter, that it's not going to be subject to Me'ila. But dam that's not given over for kapara is still subject to Me'ila. That's how Tosfos answers over here. The Rambam is mitaris that since a behema can't live without dam, so the dam is considered part of the gufa behema, so of course you mole in the dam. I mean, the same idea that the dam that's excluded from Me'ila is specifically the dam of the Shechita. It's not the dam of Hakazas Dam. Any other dam in the animal is regular part of the animal. It's a major part of the animal, and therefore it's subject to Me'ila just like the rest of the animal is. So anyway, back in the Gemara. So where are we holding now? What the Gemara basically just told us is that we wanted to know how we know that dam is still excluded from the parsha of Noser and from the parsha of Tumah. After all the other things that are excluded from Pigel are included in the parsha of Noser and the parsha of Tumah. Why is Dam an exception in that it's also excluded from the parsha of Noser and the parsha of Tumah? So the Gemara said, because we have three drashas that all teach me that Dam is not subject to Me'ila, and therefore, because we have those three drashas, it must be that we're going to see soon that it's also excluded from from Tuma and from Nosar. But the last of the two, of the three drushes told me that Dam Lefnei Kapara was like La'acha Kapara, just like La'acha Kapara, there's no Me'ila, so to Lefnei Kapara, there's no Me'ila. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that way? Maybe you should say the other way. Ema La'acha Kapara ki Lefnei Kapara, right? The Gemara asked, maybe La'acha Kapara should have the same din as Lefnei Kapara. That just like Lefnei Kapara, it has Me'ila, La'acha Kapara doesn't have Me'ila. So we had said that no, once something had Nasis Mitzvaso, its mitzvahs were done with it, it can't be subject to Me'ila. You don't never have such a thing. There's no, it's unprecedented that something's Nasis Mitzvaso and Mo'alin Bar. So Frekli Gemara, Velo? Really? It never happens? Vare Trumas Hadashan. What about Trumas Hadashan? That Trumas Hadashan is only subject to Mila once you did the Trumas Hadashan. Says Rashi, what is Trumas Hadashan? Bechol Yom Chote B'machta. Every day the Kohen would come and take a shovel and Vitori Mesadeshen Melo Amachta, and he would take a shovel full of deshen, of ashes from the Mizbeach, Mimena, Venosin B'Mizrach Shel Kevesh, and you put it on the east side of the ramp. Kidichsiv V'Samo Mashma Sham Genizasan V'Sham Nivla B'Mekoman. It says V'Samo that he has to place it down. The Gemara Darshins, it means he has to place it down Shelo B'Fizur. It can't spread out. He has to place it down B'Nachas. He has to place it down softly. But the point is that you see from there that's where the Gemara Darshan's Sham Gini Zasan Visham Nivla Bimakoban, that's where it ends up being put away permanently and just gets swallowed up into the ground. So Alma Asabana, you see that it's Asabana, no one's ever going to get Anah from that Trumas Hadashan. It's Nasis Mitzvah already, and it's Asabahana. So first of all, just Derech Agav, Rashi says, what's the shear of Trumas Hadashan? Rashi writes, Melawa Machta, that's how much Trumas Hadashan they take, a shovel full. Rashi writes that not just here, he writes it everywhere, all over Shas. He writes that in Yuma Daf Yud Beis and Beis Psachim Chavav Amaral Gemara Zvachim. Later on Daf Pei Vav Chulin Kuf Yudayin. All over Shas, Rashi writes it's Mlo Amachta. The Rashash in Maseches Psachim says that it's a Shigra Delishna Dekra Bereish Parshas Achremos. That Rashi is just using a Shigra Delishna over here. That he's in the habit of writing Mlo Amachta when it comes to ashes, because by the Gechalim of Yom Kippurim you take out a Mlo Amachta and the Avodas Yom Kippur and Parshas Achremos. But when it comes to Trumas Hadashan, the Gemara in Yuma Chav Dalet is explicit that all you need is a kometz of ashes. You don't need a Melo Amachta. You don't need a shovel full. It's interesting, a Shigra Delishna that appears five different places in Rashi's throughout Shas. So it makes you believe that maybe it's not just a Shigra Delishna, but it's a different kind of Shigra Delishna. Shigra Delishna sometimes means that someone's speaking so fast, they just say like off the top of their head. And sometimes over here, what the Rashash means by the word Shigra Delishna is that since you have this shear elsewhere very explicitly in the Pesukim, in Parshas Sachremos, so that's the and relating to ash-like things, so that's why he uses that expression of Mela Machta, but he doesn't mean it dafka, that's the shear, that the shear is Mela Machta. It also, Rashi also implies that it's Asr Bahana, not just that it's not subject to Me'ila. Right? Meaning, that all we're trying to prove from Trumas Hadashan is that you have something that's Nasas Mitzvaso that Mo'alin Bo, that you can still be subject to Me'ila. Rashi goes further. He doesn't just say it's still subject to Me'ila. He sounds like he's saying it's also, he does say, it's Asr Ba'ana. Not only is it still subject to Me'ila, it's Asr Ba'ana. Or not only is Asr Ba'ana, it's still subject to Me'ila. Right, what I meant to say is, what I meant to say is as follows. If it were still subject to Me'ila, then Rashi shouldn't say Alma Asr Bahana, meaning there are a lot of things that are Asr Bahana that are not subject to Me'ila. Everything that's subject to Me'ila is Asr Bahana. Not everything that's Asr Bahana is subject to Me'ila. So if it's still subject to Me'ila, Rashi shouldn't have said Alma Asr Bahana. He should have said Alma that it's B'Me'ila, that the Trumas Hadashan is B'Me'ila. The implication of Rashi is that it's only Asr Bahana, it's not really subject to Me'ila, which changes the whole conversation of the Gemara, if that's what Rashi really means to say. But there is a Rashi in Maseches Yuma, where Rashi explicitly in Yuma, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, explicitly writes that that it's subject to Mi'ilah as well. That it's not only Asabana, it's even subject to Mi'ilah. It happens to Machlokas Rashi and Tosos there in Yuma. Tosos holds that no, that there's no Mi'ilah in the Truma Sadeshen, and this whole discussion would have to only be about an Isra Na, not about a Mi'ilah. But anyway, let's go back into the Pash Pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara said, is it really true that you never have something that's Nasas Mitzvaso and it's still subject to Mi'ilah? What about the Truma Sadeshen? It's Nasas Mitzvaso, still subject to Mi'ilah. Answers the Gemara, Yishem David Trumas Adashin, a big day kuna shnei ksuv nabayim kechad. Because there are two exceptions to the rule, Trumas Adashin and big day kuna. Big day kuna after Snasas Mitzvaso is also still subject to Mi'ilah. And since there are two exceptions to the rule is called shnei ksuv nabayim kechad, ein melamdin. Whenever you have two psukim that teach me an exception, so then you know that those two psukim are in fact exceptions. If it's one pasuk that teaches me an exception, then it's not an exception. Then it's setting a new rule. You would learn with the bin Yanav to Kalatarakula. But there are two psukim teaching me an exception, that's a raya that it's an exception. So the Big Day Kuhuna, the halacha is, what's the din of the Big Day Kuhuna? The four begadim that Kohen Gadol goes, Lefnai v'Lefnim, he doesn't wear his Big Day Zahav, and Lefnai v'Lefnim, because then Kategor Nasa Senegar, so he only wears his Big Day Lavan, Lefnai v'Lefnim. So the four begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears, Lefnai v'Lefnim, on Yom HaKippurim, is Asul Ishtamish Bo, you're never allowed to use it again, because the pasuk says, Upashat is Big Day Abad, v'hinichem sham, that he has to leave them there. So we darshan that they can never be used again. They're too inimganiza. They have to be kept away, and they're right like Seamus, and they're never to be used again. So it's nasa mitzvaso. You already did what you're supposed to do with them. Why are they still subject to Mila? One of the exceptions, still going to be asabana, even though it's already nasis mitzvasa. So the Trumas Adashin and Big Day Kuhuna are shnei ksuv naban kechad. Says Gemara Hanich al Rabbanan, that works out very good according to the Rabbanan. Damri v'inicham sham melamit shetun geniza. Who actually darshan v'inicham sham teaches me that it's tun geniza, that you actually do need to put it away. El Rabbi Dosa damr mutaro saying the kohen hedyot obvach lo yishtamish ben liyom akipur ma'acher ma'ikal meimar. But what about the shita that says that you don't need to put it away? V'inicham sham just means that you can't have a Kohen Gadol use it in a future Yom Kippur Avoda, but Kohen Hedyot could use it, these Begadim whenever he wants. So then what? Then it doesn't teach us anything about an Isra Hana'a after Nasas Mitzvaso. So then the only source we have of an Isra Lachav Shanas Mitzvaso is Trumas Adeshen. And if Trumas Adeshen is the only source, then that will change, that's a rule changer. That would change the rule. That would make it that things that are Nasas Mitzvaso can be subject to Mi'ilah. So Gemara says, there's got to be something else. Because Egla Rufa also, even after you do that Rifas Egla, right, you chop the animal's neck from the back, that's when it becomes Asubana. So Hanich Lamandiam Rain Malamdin, Alamandiam Malamdin Michael Nemus. So now the Gemara asks, wait a second, this idea that Shnei Ksuv Naban Kechel Zayn Malamdin is actually a machlokas. Not everyone holds it. Everyone agrees Shlosh Ksuv Naban Kechel Zayn Malamdin. But Shnei Ksuv Naban Kechel, that when you have two exceptions, not everyone agrees that it's an exception. Some agree that it's still the rule. So then what are you going to say if you hold that it still could be the rule? So don't you see that the rule would be that even Lachar Shnas Mitzvaso, it's subject to Mi'ilah? So Trei Mutik Sivi Hacha Ksiv Ha'arufa Vasum Ksiv V'samo Mitzvasa Krai Vasum Ksiv V'samo. So the fact that each of these two psukim have a mi'ut by it, by each of them, both by the Trumas Deshen and by the Egla Rufa, that tells you that each one is an exception to the rule, and neither of them are trying to set a new precedent and a new rule. That when it says by Egla Rufa, it says Ha'arufa, and we darshan Ha'arufa Zu V'lo Acheres Kazu, that it's only by this that after it's Nas Mitzvaso, it's still going to be Asr, but normal things, once it's Nas Mitzvaso, are not Asr Bana. And by the Trumas Deshen, says Visamo, that it could have said Visam. What's Visamo? You place this, but anything else that would have been already placed, meaning anything else that would have been Nasis Mitzvaso, whose mitzvah was already done by it, would in fact no longer be Asr Bahana. It's Dafka Din by Trumas Deshen. There's a beautiful drasha I saw once from the the Tosefes Bracha, the author of the Torah Tamima, wrote a few svarim. He wrote Torah Tamima on drashos of Chazal and Chumash. He wrote Makar Baruch, which is a four-volume autobiography, and he wrote a sefer called Tosefes Bracha, which is five volumes on Chumash, just his own pshat on Chumash. So I think in Parshas Naso, maybe in his Perush on Chumash, he writes that. That when it's that the Gemara dashings by the Trumas Hadashen says v'samo that shelo b'fizur, that it shouldn't be spread out and that it should be done benachas, and that should be placed benachas. So he says, you see the word sima, the verb of to lasum, to place something, means benachas and shelo b'fizur, means to do it gently and not to have it spread out. So he says when the Kohanim give the Birchas Kohanim, v'yaseim l'cha shalom. Why is it v'yaseim l'cha shalom? Why not v'yitein l'cha shalom? What's v'yaseim l'cha shalom? He says very often shalom happens because people feel that they're being attacked by the same people. So if we're both being attacked by the same person, even though we don't like each other, we'll join together and we'll be we'll be friends. And sometimes shalom happens because people are very far away from each other. I have no problem getting, when I was a young child, I would fight with my sister all the time, but now she lives in Israel, I live here, we never fight. So it's so sometimes you get along with each other when you're very far away from each other. So he says the brach of Yaseim L'cha Shalom is that it should be even when things are benachas, when no one's being attacked and no one's being sought after, and even shalom b'fizur, even when you're not spread apart, it should still be b'shalom. I thought it was a cute part. Good opportunity to say it. Anyway, so says the Gemara, V'tchlasa kroi b'dam lamali. Why do I need three psukim to tell me that dam is not subject to mi'ila? So l'm'ute mi mi'ila mi nosar umi tuma. One to teach me that it's excluded from mi'ila, one from nosar, one from tuma. Aval pigul otsar krat. To tell me that dam is not subject to pigul, I don't even need a pasuk. T'tnan kol sheyesh l'matirin bein l'adam b'mizbech chayev l'la mishum pigul v'dam gufei matiru. Because we said that anything that is... that has a matir, whether it has a matir that makes it now mutter to be eaten by a person, or whether it has a matir that makes it now mutter to be eaten by the mizbeach, to be burnt on the mizbeach, you're chayv mishum pigul. Dam itself is a matir. Dam does not have a matir. Now Tosfos asks, why do I need a pasuk to be my dam from the chiyuv of Nosar and Tamei? This Tosfos Maseches Me'ila asks, why do I need a pasuk to be my dam from the chiyuv of Nosar and Tamei? In general, we have rule of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and before it became Nosar, became or Tamei, it was Asur Bachila anyway, because it's dam. And dam is aser ba'achila. Tos asks it over here also. I think Tos in Mem Hamid Beis toward the end of Tos Dibur Maskal Aval. He says, "Ein la'achshos man deyamer ein isra chal isra b'kachim lomli krab edam lamutem yosu v'tamei." Right? He raised that same question. So if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilui Nashas and Mem Hamid Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "What do you mean? It's a pashut answer." He says, "Kashli, I don't understand Tos's kasha. Hatos kasu kamapam the dam shebishlu." Ain't no over a love. Tells us writes in many places that the Isser of Achilas Dam is only Dam that has not been cooked. Once the dam has been cooked, it's not an Isser Daraisa of Achilas Dam anymore. So if that's the case, it's not an Isser Daraisa of Achilas Dam, maybe that's why I need a special pasuk telling me that dam is excluded from Nosar and Tamei, that because maybe we're talking about Dam Shabishlo didn't have an Isser of Achilas Dam already because it was cooked, and therefore can be subject to Nosar and Tamei. That's why I need the special miut. That's what Rabbi Kivega writes, the Shagasari also writes like that. That's their suggestion. Question is, if Dam Shabishlo, what the drasha is of Dam Shabishlo, that you're not, those who hold that Dam Shabishlo, Tosa Shita, that you're not over love, is it because you're just, even though it's Dam, you're not over love? Or do we say, no, that once it's Mavushal, it doesn't have a shame Dam anymore? So if it doesn't have a shame Dam anymore, then we're back to square one. Because then you're not going to say that I need a drasha about Dam becoming Nosar and Tamei because of the fact that Dam Shabishlo is no longer Asr Ba'achila. No, it's not even Dam. So if it's not even Dam, then the drasha of Nosar and Tuma, but Lagabe Dam won't help it. It won't even be useful. That's what the Chidush agrees. The Briskarav discusses over here, what the drasha is. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Krisos b'shlamim lama. Why does it have to tell me three times kares by carbon shlamim? Rashi quotes all three psukim. Nefsher tochel basar, nefsher kisiga b'kol, Thomas Adam. So says the Gemara, we have drashas. Achas the klal, the achas the prat. Two of them are to teach me a klalu prat, meaning to apply the chiyuv kares to other karbanos with a klalu prat. What's the rule when you have a klalu prat? Lo lamed al atzmo yatza, lamed al klal kulo yatza. That it's not only coming to be lamed about itself; it's teaching us about the klal kulo. And therefore, what do we learn? That shlamim is b'chlal kolakachim. Why does it explicitly say shlamim? To tell me, just like shlamim, which is kachim is beach, so too anything that's kachim is beach is also included in the parsha. The achas, and then the third one, l'dvarim shein nechalin, to teach me that those things that are not eaten, that cannot be eaten, like etzim and lavona, where they're not roi l'achila, if you eat it, petumas aguf, you're chayv kares. That also is included. Not only are other kachi mizbech included in the chayv kares when you eat it, petumas aguf, when you eat it while you are tame, so too the lavona and the etzim, etc. Rabbi Shimon damar dvarim shein nechalin ein chayav nalem shum tumas l'suyim. That's great if you don't hold like Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah said that things that are not edible, you're not chayiv mishum tuma. So then what's the third reference to Karis by Shlomo coming to teach us? L'asui chatos ha-pnimios. To include the chatos ha-pnimios. Salkat ha-dechamino halvar Rabbi Shimon kol shein ol mizbeach ha-chitzum k'shlamim ein chayiv nolay mishum pigol mishum tuma nami lo l'chayiv. I might have thought that Rabbi Shimon's ruled by pigol, that anything that's not brought on the mizbeach ha-chitzum is not subject to pigol, would be a rule in regards to Tumah as well. They shouldn't be chayv to Tumah either. Come Mashmala, and therefore comes to tell me that that's not so, that it's still going to be subject to Tumah, that if a person eats a Tumah Zaguf, he's still going to be chayv kares. Nomi Rabbi Shimon mechayv eshadarko le'echol. So we said in our Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon holds that you're chayv for only those things that are darko le'echol when it comes to Tumah. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, group of four Amoraim, Chad Mehai Zuza, V'chad Mehai Zuza. Zuza means Zuga over here, means a pair. That one of the first set and one of the second set of Amoraim that we just quoted joined together and said, meaning each they joined sides. It wasn't Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish together. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish are considered a Zug because they always come together. You always have Machloks and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina are considered a pair also. They always come together. So we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish disagreed about this, and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina disagreed about this, about the same issue. And what do they say? So we don't know who said what, but Chad Amar Machlokes Betumas Basar Aval Betumas Haguf Divrei Kol Einoloke, that the whole Machlokes in our Mishnah about things that are not ro'i la'achila, whether you're chayiv for tumah on things that are not ro'i la'achila, is only when the item is tameh. But when the person is tameh, everyone would agree you don't get malchus when the person is tameh. Now, when the item is tameh, the expression the Gemara uses is tumas basar. It doesn't necessarily mean tumas basar. We're talking about eitzim, lavona, that eitzim and lavona that are tameh, you get malchus, right? Because basar just means the item, the cheftza, as opposed to the gavra. But tumas aguf, when the guy is tameh, everyone would agree that you don't get malchus. V'chad amar, and the other group said, k'machlokas b'zu, kach machlokas b'zu, that just like you have a machlokas when it's tumas basar, so do you have machlokas and tumas aguf? My time, kiven to karina beva basar shayiga b'kol tame karina beva tumaso alav. That since you apply the pasuk that va basar shayiga b'kol tame, that there's a problem with tumas basar, so we also apply the pasuk of tumaso alav, that there's a problem with tumas haguf. Rav Tavyumi Masni Hachi, Rav Tavyumi, however, taught it the other way. He had it as follows. Rav Tavyumi taught it the way we just learned it. Rav Kahana Masni Hachi, but Rav Kahana taught the last few lines in a totally different way that changes the whole picture. That Chad Mehai Zuza V'Chad Mehai Zuza Aseifa, that they're going on the comment of Rabbi Shimon, that when Rabbi Shimon says that only things that are edible are subject to the Yisra of Tumah. So Charam or Machlokas B'Tumas Haguf Av B'Tumas Basar Divrei HaKaloka, that one of them says that this whole Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama is only by Tumas Haguf, but by Tumas HaBasar everyone would agree you do get Malkus. Everyone would agree that by Tumas Basar, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that you'd be punished for Tumas Basar, even on inedible things. Again, it doesn't mean Basar, it means Tumas of the tumah of the item. The Chad Amar k'machlokas b'zu, kach machlokas b'zu. The other one says no. Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree to anything. Machlokas applies both by tumas basar and tumas guf. Amar Rava Mistaver Kamad Yamar Kamachlogas Bazu Kach Machlogas Bazu. Now that Mad Yamar is the same in both Lashonos. Kamachlogas Bazu Kach Machlogas Bazu is the same no matter which way you learnt it. There's the other Shita. Which way does the other Shita argue? Is it that Rabbi Shimon is Moda when it comes to Tumas Basar, or is it that the Tanakam is Moda when it comes to Tumas Aguf? But the Shita of Kamachlogas Bazu Kach Machlogas Bazu obviously is the same. So he says, I think that that's correct, that they argue in both cases. My time, kimi de lo karina be vitmaso ala vinichusa, lo karina be vabasa shayiga bakaltame lo yachel, va I vamar mar vabasa le rabos etzim ulvona, but doesn't vabasa come to include etzim ulvona? So he said, no, psula bi alma, it only comes to include etzim ulvona, le posta bi alma, but not to tell me meaning the Pesul B'Alma means it's only Rashi in a sense only a Dinder Rabbanon, not to tell me that Yechayv Malkus Midah writes on it. It's Stam an Asmachta. That's an Asmachta from the Pasuk to tell me that it's subject to the Yisurim of Tuma Midah Rabbanon from an Asmachta. What is an Asmachta exactly? Is a major machlokas in the Rishonim, the Ritva Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam and the Akdamah to the Pirush Mishnayos, whether Asmachta is there to is the Torah giving the Rabbanon like a wink to tell them that they're supposed to make a din? That's the Shita of the Ritva. The Rambam says no, Asmachta is just stam and mnemonic, an easy way to remember things. The Rav Yosef Engel has a piece in Beis Halitzer where he discusses that maybe Asmachta bi Alma is different than Asmachta. But Asmachta bi Alma maybe is less strong than Asmachta. There is a third Shita in Rishonim, which is a wild Shita, that holds that Asmachta is when the Rabbanan wanted to trick us, and they wanted us to believe that something was a Din D'Oraisa, even though it was really only a Din D'Rabbanan. It's the Shita Saraivet, actually, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, in I think the end of the second paragraph of Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam writes that if the Rabbanan were to ever take a Din D'Rabbanan and tell us that it's a Din D'Oraisa, it would be a violation of Baal Tosef. To lie to us that a Din D'Rabbanan is really a Din D'Oraisa would be a violation of Baal Tosef. So says the Ravid, what do you mean? That's what Asmachta is. How could you say that? That's Asmachta. So you see, the Ravid had a very strange definition of Asmachta. He held Asmachta is, if they tell you something that's Rabbanan, is D'Oraisa. Which, why would they do that, though? Why would that be an Asmachta? So it probably relates to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that a lot of times, around Daf Lamed Hay or so, that a lot of times the Rabbanan would try to make dinim, and they were afraid that no one would listen to those dinim, because they would say, I'm not concerned, it's not going to happen to me, Gzeir Hashem of this, it won't happen by me. So the Rabbanan very often would tell us dinim and not tell us the reasons for the dinim till years later, till it's already been accepted. They'd wait a year. And once it's already been accepted, so then, once it's already widespread, it's not going to change, then they would reveal the reasons for the din. So perhaps sometimes they wouldn't only tell us that they're making a din without revealing the reasons, they would tell us it's a din d'oraisa, and lie to us about a pasuk that says it, and that would be the asmachta, a wild, wild sheet about asmachta. Okay, new Mishnah. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. You need to have six different kavanos l'shma when it comes to carbon. L'shem zevach, you're supposed to have in mind the right carbon. L'shem zoveach, the person on whose behalf the carbon is being brought. L'shem Hashem, it has to be brought l'shem Hashem. L'shem ishim, to be burnt on the mizbeach. L'shem reach, that it should be a pleasant aroma. L'shem nichawach, that it should be a ritzoy to Hashem. V'achatas v'ashem l'shem chet. And chatas ashem, we also have to have in mind the avera that was done. Amar Rabbi Yossi, af mishaloi believe l'shem echad mikaleilu kasher. Shoot Tanai Bezin. Even if you didn't actually explicitly have in mind any of these things, it's still kasha because it's Tanai Bezin. It's understood. Sheina Machshava Alechas Alachara Oved. The Machshava follows the Oved, the one who's doing the Avoda. There is a major discussion in the Achronim. What's the difference between this and Mitzvah Strichas Kavana? Right? Why do I need a special din of Lishma over here? Anyway, you hold Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. So what's the Rabbi Yossi holds in general that the Mitzvah Strichas Kavana? So shouldn't shouldn't that be the same din? Or according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a stira actually. So the Achronim work on this a little bit. Some say that this is a din in the Chefza, Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana is a din in the Gavra. Whatever, there's a lot of Achronim charade on the topic. Pashim Pshar, it's not a kasha at all. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana just means you have to have Kavana that you're trying to do a mitzvah. Nothing more specific than that. Over here, we have very specific Kavanos that we're demanding. L'shem this Korban, L'shem Isha, L'shem Ishim, very specific Kavanos. That's that's not generally included in Mitzvah's Kavana. Amar Avidu Amar Rav, we darshan as follows. Ola, l'shem Ola. Ola teaches us that it has to be l'shem the right carbon. L'fuk l'shem shlamim d'lo. As opposed to if you have a Kavana, l'shem a carbon shlamim, that's not going to be good on a carbon Ola. Ishim, l'shem Ishim. L'fuk kavava d'lo. It has to be l'shem the fires, as opposed to if you roast it on fires before you bring it. Reach, l'shem Reach. L'fuk varm shetzalim ve'elon d'lo. It has to be something that brings up an aroma, as opposed to things that have been already been pre-roasted that won't make an aroma anymore on the Mizbeach. Once you've already roasted them, it's not going to be a reach anymore. Nichoach l'shem hanachas ruach. Nichoach means it has to be for the sake of hanachas ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'Hashem l'shem yishamar v'aya olam. L'Hashem is that it has to be l'shem shemayim, l'shem the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar Avidom Rav, anudin, chata sheshachta l'shem ola, psula l'shem chulin k'shera. If you shecht the carbon chatos l'shem a carbon ola, it's pasul. You shecht it l'shem chulin, it's kosher. Amar Rav Lazar, my time at the Rav. What's the reason for Rav? V'lo yichalu las kodshe b'nei Yisrael. Kachim mechalim kachim, vein chulin mechalim kachim. That kachim could be mechalil other kachim, so therefore if you have a chatas that you shecht l'shem ola, that's pasul, but chulin is not mechal kachim. L'shem chulin on a kachim, on a carbon chatas, is not going to pasul it. Okay, we'll stop there, we'll pick up from two dots tomorrow and finish this parak and start the next one.